Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I do wonder if Aaron Rodgers can help a little bit, scheme-wise, to help Broderick Jones. But, like, you know, like I said, it's more physical than mental. I mean, he's like, every time that somebody like almost engages, he ducks his head. And that's like the cardinal, that's a cardinal sin in football. Like, never duck your head because then you're looking down.
That's what Trey said yesterday. He's like, left tackle, right tackle, center, right guard, left guard, don't matter. If you duck your head, you're getting screwed.
Yep.
You ain't going to make the play. Do you think the water bucket is more mobile than Aaron Rodgers?
Inside, the water is moving around.
You tweeted it out yesterday. You sincerely wondered how Rodgers is feeling.
Yeah, I was definitely curious, and that was a real tweet. I was like, I wonder how he feels, because I know how I felt yesterday. I'm 37, and all I did was talk to you, and I feel awful.
Some might argue that that's more difficult.
Yeah.
Than having Broderick Jones protect your blind side.
Right.
He can't be feeling good.
No.
Doran, I'm 34.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the last time that I woke up and felt good.
No.
Like, we're not young and spry like Harry, like City Limits. Youth is wasted on the young. Rodgers has to feel like death.
I felt better after a football game than I do just waking up now.
Yeah.
Honestly. So I wonder, if I had to play football now, how bad would I feel? That's what Aaron Rodgers is feeling like.
Yeah. He got to be in a cold tub. He got to get in a sauna.
Hyperbaric.
A little hyperbaric chamber.
Mm-hmm. A little heat.
Maybe a little marijuana.
Maybe a little bit of that. A little bit of a lasering of...
Oh, you're going to get lasered.
Yeah, laser. Get laser.
Maybe heat a laser. Massage or two.
Massages, yeah. Yes.
I wouldn't have him practice on Wednesdays.
He's not going to practice tomorrow.
All season long.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
No point.
He didn't play in the preseason.
Right.
And he came out and threw 4 touchdowns.
He doesn't need to practice on
if
Wednesdays.
If my man doesn't want to practice at all, he don't have to practice at all. I think we saw, and it's tough to tell, I think we saw one miscommunication on Saturday.
Where he was like...
Yes. Yeah. To Jonnu Smith.
Juxta.
Get vertical up the seam.
Get up.
Get up there. And I wonder if, because there was the penalty on the play, that might have changed the responsibility for Jonnu in Aaron's mind. Like, hey, we got a free play. You just take it vertical.
Right.
I'm wondering if that was it.
Probably. That's exactly what it was. Yes, it was a free play. Yes, you did. That was a good call. You take it vertical. That's from Jonnu Smith not having practice, though.
Right.
Now Aaron Rodgers knows that.
That's one time. If old man Rodgers doesn't want to practice at all, he don't practice at all. I'm in love with him.
Of course you are.
I tweeted it out yesterday, and it got like 250,000 impressions that I have not felt as good as a Steelers fan in 5 years as I did when Rodgers threw that touchdown off his back foot and gave the fist pump. I have a new lease on Steelers fandom life, man. Oh, glorious. If he doesn't want to practice, he doesn't have to practice. If he wants to host the McAfee show every day, you go right ahead, Aaron. You host the McAfee show. We ain't seen good quarterback play in half a decade.
Yep.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.